Welcome back to In Depth. My second guest today for a second interview is Joy Hoyer from Girls on the Run of the Sierras. How are you, Joy?
Ooh, I like that inflection. Thank you.
I wanted to do a little more grandiose announcement. So, Girls on the Run, give us a little quick primer. How long have you been with them? Because it's been like a year now?
It's been a year, wow. Yes. So I just celebrated my one-year anniversary, so it's awesome.
Congratulations.
Girls on the Run mission is to inspire girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident while creatively integrating physical activity.
Wow.
There you have it.
Wow. You got the whole spiel down.
I got it. And I was able to look you in the face while I said it.
You didn't have to stare at a
No.
Sometimes I do if I have to be that, you know,
I get it.
Script.
I get it. No.
So, Girls on the Run, your programs are kicking off this next month, right?
Yes. We have two programs, a spring program that will start in March and run through June, and a fall program that kicks off after Labor Day and will run through November. So right now we're gearing up for our spring 2018 Girls on the Run program.
Very cool. And as far as recruitment goes, can people just sign up? What are the kind of requirements?
Yes, the applications are now open. So okay. If you visit our website, girlsontherunsierras.org, you can see what schools our programs will be in for the spring. We have Lake Tahoe schools, Truckee schools, we have some Washoe County schools. So if you visit that website, you can find what schools we're going to be serving in the springtime.
Very cool. And how many kind of per school do you think off the top of your head that you would...
Our teams are between 8 and 15 girls.
Okay.
So right now we will probably have, I would say, about 175 or 200 girls in the program in the spring.
Okay.
In the fall, it jumps bigger numbers because we're in all the Washoe County schools.
Oh, okay.
So those numbers jump. But in the spring, we have about 175 and 200, which is super cool and manageable.
Definitely. Yeah. You don't, because if you have too many, it's like kind of like school size, class sizes.
Yes.
Like if you have 40 kids in a class, it's hard to focus on each one. Individually.
Totally.
It's probably good to keep it managed.
Yes, it is.
And how's the program, I don't know, has it grown? Has it changed since the year that you've been involved?
This has been an interesting year. It's been a learning year, but it's been an inspirational year. People are very excited to hear about Girls on the Run. They're very willing to have us come speak and visit schools and come to PTA meetings. I think especially now in the times that we're living.
I was about to ask about... I feel like there's way more empowerment that's happening.
Yes.
And it's a really beautiful thing to see. And
totally.
I bet you guys are instrumental.
Yes. And we are seeing, we've always believed in that. I've always personally believed in that. The Girls on the Run program has been around 21 years internationally. They've believed in that. But I think now with just everything coming to light, it's even more important to teach our girls and our boys, but in this case, our girls, to have a voice, to have confidence, to have compassion, to just be a confident person and, you know, do the right thing, surround yourself with good people. And that's what our program teaches. And we teach healthy eating habits, which is a bonus.
Definitely.
And we teach the benefits of being physically active, triple bonus.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're getting all well-rounded program, in one 10-week.
You're getting physical, emotional, and mental health like all in one fell.
Totally.
Very cool. So, and don't you have an event coming up? I feel like you always have events going on, but you have a specific one coming up, right?
We do. We are partnering for the second year in a row with Wolfpack Lady Athletics.
Nice.
Saturday, February 17th, for National Women and Girls in Sports Day. So what that is, it's a national movement. This is the 32nd year of that movement, but this is our second year partnering with our friends up at UNR. So we are going to have what we're calling a family and kid fair, where there will be nonprofits and for-profits that are interested in kids and families, so sports, to companies who have products, from noon to 2. The game starts at 2. The Lady Wolfpack game starts at 2 p.m. versus Utah.
Okay.
So for $8 for adults, $5 for children, you can come to the fair ahead of time. You can get your concessions, your popcorn, all that fun stuff. You can watch and support our female athletes. And support Girls on the Run all at the same time.
That's really cool. So how can people, could they just buy tickets at the gate, so to speak? Or
yes.
Do they do it in advance?
There are tickets online right now. You can buy them in advance. You can also buy them at the box office. At the game, we're going to have a gift card pull. So we are, for $10, you can choose a gift card that will be wrapped. And the minimum value, you will at least get your money back. Yeah. But we do have gift cards that we're wrapping this weekend that are $50, $100, $150 to restaurants. So we're trying something a little new and fun. So
you gotta take a gamble. And the money, goes toward a good cause.
Yeah, it comes back to us, which goes right to our girls, which helps support girls who are on financial assistance. Our program costs $200 for families. It's a 10-week program. We meet 2 times a week. If the families are in a situation where they can't pay that, there's a free and reduced lunch rate that the girls can at least then pay to participate.
That's really cool. So you're now with them for a year. What have you had any success stories in your mind that you've been a part of, even if it's your own success story about being a part of the organization?
I'm glad you asked. When I about 30 days after I started, a woman in the community named Amber was like, "Are you keeping track of your successes?" And I said, "Well, no, I'm just working."
Yeah.
And she said,
"Sometimes
no.
You plug away and you don't think about
yeah,
it."
Yeah. And she said, "You should keep track of you. We have a new office space." You know, all these little things that right. I just take for granted as day to day. And so I did. And so some of them are our program is steadily growing. We'll have a brand new event in April. It's called the Limitless Potential Breakfast.
Beautiful.
Totally new. We're gonna. I'll come back and talk to you about that as the details. Start to filter out, but that'll be awesome. I think we're just seeing more smiling faces. We're seeing returning coaches. We're seeing girls want to return. And I think as much as we want new participants and new girls, because that's awesome, we also want the girls that were in the program to see an impact and want to come back.
Definitely.
I think that retention is super important.
Yeah, because sometimes if you hit them with a program once and then you don't kind of follow through.
Yeah.
You never know if they'll keep with it.
Right.
And sometimes it's nice to have that support system even just going through the years.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's fun to see them then recruit their friends that might be in other grades as well. You know, another thing is National Girl and Women's Sports Day with UNR. Mm-hmm. This is our second year. Last year, I had started, and 2 weeks later we had this event. And so mm-hmm. it was just sort of, pushed you into the fire, and now for us to be thinking about next year's event even and the following year and how we can make this bigger and better. This year we're also partnering with the Reno Aces and Reno 1868 and the Bighorns, where it's not just a female focused. It's we're celebrating all athletics because there are women who work in the front office, there are women refs, there are women who play. So I think that partnership, watching that grow over the year and looking towards the future, has been super exciting as well.
Very cool. So if we want to just do a little primer again about what the event is, when it's happening, how people can get tickets.
You got it. National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration, Saturday, February 17th. Girls on the Run in conjunction with some of our other sports partners and Wolfpack Lady Athletics. The game is at 2 p.m. You can get tickets online or at the box office. If you come as early as noon, you can visit the booths that are going to be in the family and kid fair. Bring some cash so you can enter our gift card pull and support by buying your concessions and your sodas and all that fun stuff.
Very cool. And how can people find out more about you? You can go online.
Yeah, Girls on the Run. You can find us at girlsontherunsierras.org. We have our school listing up there. We have our volunteer opportunities. We have a button where you can just donate if you just believe in that and you want to just donate.
Which is always nice.
Totally welcome all the time. That's what we are.
All right. Well, very cool. Joy Hoyer from Girls on the Run of the Sierras. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ian.